Finally tonight, Broadway's Tony Awards will be announced this evening. For the first time, the Regional Theater Award will go to a children's theater, and there is no suspense. We're able to tell you now that the winner will be the Children's Theater Company of Minneapolis. Minnesota Public Radio's Marianne Combs has this profile of the troupe.
700 kids are anxiously fidgeting in their seats. Some play hand games like paper, rock, scissors, or an advanced version of patty cake, while others stand up and peer into the orchestra pit. The energy is palpable. At last, the conductor appears. Immediately, the children hush as the show, Dr. Seuss's tale of the 500 hats of Bartholomew Cubbins, begins. This has been a big year for the Children's Theater Company, also known as CTC. This weekend it will get the Regional Theater Tony. The state of Minnesota just granted the company $5 million to help renovate and expand its 35-year-old theater and classroom space. And this year marks the first time the company has sent a production to Broadway. Its musical, A Year with Frog and Toad, has been nominated for 3 Tony Awards.
I'd like to sing a little ode about my good friend Toad, Toad with whom I frequently take tea. He's not so good at sports, and of course he's got those warts, but Toad has been a lovely friend to me.
Star Tribune theater critic Rohan Preston says the Children's Theater Company has long been the country's flagship theater for children. He says it deserves the recent attention.
There's a strong commitment to doing new work, a commitment to expanding the traditional boundaries of what you consider a children's theater, hiring very accomplished playwrights who have written for adult audiences to channel work for young audiences. And it's been really impressive.
Musicals based on children's books are the bread and butter of many children's theaters. But the Children's Theater Company does not limit itself to simple stories with easy messages. In the last year alone, CTC has premiered 4 new plays. One, titled Korshak's Children, tells the story of orphans in the Warsaw Ghetto during World War II and the man who refused to let them die alone. Acclaimed playwright Nilo Cruz adapted Gabriel Garcia Marquez's short story, A Very Old Man with Enormous Wings. Artistic director Peter Brocious says he enjoys bringing in artists who have never before worked with children and watching them be inspired by the challenge. Brocious says to assume kids have a limited intelligence only limits the theater.
I think kids are really smart. I think kids are really curious, and I think we have a lot to learn from them. Kids want to know about the world. They want to know how things work. They want to make sense of a very complex world, and they want to change the world. And so if you start from there, you find work that hopefully speaks to them.
Brocious says he doesn't like to think of CTC as a great children's theater, but simply a great theater. Children's Theater Company General Manager Teresa Eyring agrees.
There is a perception out there in the world that children's theater is somehow going to be less, that the work isn't going to be as strong, it's not going to be as exciting artistically, it's not going to be as invested in. And the reality is that some theaters, and this children's theater is one of them, really have invested in the work, really invested in the artistic values, and also has tremendous respect for its audience, and so will try different kinds of material.
Eyring says she believes this weekend's Tony Award signals a shift in national attitudes towards children's theater. She says people are beginning to recognize the important place children's theaters like CTC hold in the greater theater ecosystem. Eyring says CTC trains a new generation of young artists each year. But even more importantly, she says, children's theaters across the country inspire a love of the arts in the tens of thousands of children who come to see their shows. Many of these children will grow up to be regular arts patrons.
Oh, the Elena, dance at home tonight, a Purina, Widow Smith.
On the fourth floor of the Children's Theater Building, a group of 8 to 12-year-old kids are rehearsing a play they're about to take to Germany. It's called The Giant, and they'll perform it at the International Bertolt Brecht Symposium. 12-year-old Ellen Abrams says it's an experimental work.
There wasn't a script. We just took a folktale from the Weimar era, and basically all the scenes in the show are metaphors to the story of the giant, and all the music is from that era, too.
Abram says she's never traveled to a different country before, and she's excited about the trip to Berlin. She says she'll probably continue performing in theater through high school and maybe college, but she wants to be a special ed teacher, not an actress. Abram says she thinks it's important for all kids to participate in the arts, no matter what they want to be when they grow up.
Because you always need creativity and you always need the ability to talk to people and to get up in front of people. And you always need the skill to be able to express yourself. And I think the arts really helps you do that.
The Children's Theater Company will accept the 2003 Regional Theater Tony at the Radio City Music Hall in New York. Its musical, A Year with Frog and Toad, will close on Broadway June 15th. The production has been nominated for Best Musical, Best Book of a Musical, and Best Original Score. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Combs in St. Paul.